This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the Goods and Services Tax GST changes as a next-generation reform that will boost India's economy and relieve the middle class, youth and consumers across the country. In his address to the nation yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said the new GST rates are not just a tax cut but a GST-saving festival that will reduce the cost of daily essentials and boost consumption-driven growth. The new GST rates came into effect from today. Mr. Modi said that nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms and youth, neo-middle class, farmers, women, shopkeepers, traders and entrepreneurs.
हम वो सामान खरीदें जो मेड इन इंडिया हो जिसमें हमारे देश के नौजवानों की मेहनत लगी हो हमें हर घर को स्वदेशी का प्रतीक बनाना है हर दुकान को स्वदेशी से सजाना है गर्व से कहो ये स्वदेशी है गर्व से कहो मैं स्वदेशी खरीदता हूँ मैं स्वदेशी सामान की बिक्री भी करता हूँ ये हर भारतीय का मिजाज बनना चाहिए जब ये होगा तो भारत तेजी से विकसित होगा
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Arunachal Pradesh today. He will lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over Rs 5,000 crore at Itanagar. During his visit, the PM will lay the foundation stones for two major hydroelectric power projects worth over Rs 3,700 crore and 10 other infrastructure projects worth Rs 1,291 crore. The hydroelectric projects include the 186-megawatt Tato hydroelectric project and the 240-megawatt Hio hydroelectric project, both located in Shiomi district. The nine-day-long Navratri festival will begin today. Navratri, which means nine nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of goddess Durga and her nine avatars, collectively known as Navdurga. Hindus observe four Navratris throughout the year, but only two, Sharda Navratri and Chaitra Navratri, are widely celebrated as they coincide with the changing of the seasons. This festival will conclude with Dashera, the day which marks the victory of Lord Ram over Ravan. The Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances and the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, in collaboration with the Government of Andhra Pradesh, are organizing the 28th National Conference on E-Governance 2025 from today in Visakhapatnam. The theme for this year's conference is Viksit Bharat, Civil Service and Digital Transformation. In Leh, annual Ladakh Festival 2025, a cultural extravaganza for promotion of tourism, celebrating Ever After Ladakh Open for Tourists, commenced in Leh with grandeur and vibrant cultural celebrations. The opening ceremony was held in Leh yesterday with a spectacular showcase of Ladakh's cultural heritage, arts, music, sports, religious and social traditions by organizing cultural processions by cultural troops and artists. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning to the United Kingdom, Canada and Australia, after the three countries recognized Palestinian state and accused them of rewarding terrorism. In his statement, the Israeli PM further stated that there will be no Palestinian state to the west of the Jordan River. Netanyahu's statement further reflects his government's war goals and continuous bombardment of the Gaza Strip. Leaders of the African Union, the European Union and the United Nations met at the UN headquarters in New York. The three organizations are reiterating support for multilateralism as the most effective way to address today's challenges, condemn the rising number of instances of lack of respect for international law, international humanitarian law and human rights law, and stress the importance of adherence to the UN Charter. India crushed Pakistan by 6 wickets in the Super 4 stage of the Asia Cup 2025 at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium, chasing a competitive 172. The men in blue romped home with 7 balls to spare, powered by a blistering century stand between openers Abhishek Sharma and Shubman Gill. And that is the end of this news bulletin.